In more than four decades on the big and little screen, Billy Dee Williams has amassed an impressive array of film and television roles, ranging from an NFL star in Brian's Song to the suave love interest of Diana Ross in Lady Sings the Blues, just to name a two. For younger fans, however, Williams' most famous role is Lando Calrissian in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Others may remember him from those Colt 45 commercials. Billy Dee Williams stopped by our studios here at NPR West to talk about his latest film, Constellation. It chronicles a Southern black family coming to terms with a family history marked by an interracial affair. Williams plays the family patriarch.
This character, Helms Boxer, is a painter. He's a guy who's been living in Europe for a long time. He's an expatriate. He left the United States because he just got sick and tired of racism. And my uncle actually did that. You know, he spent 35 years in Europe. Helms actually ends up in Paris painting and becomes a pretty successful painter. And then he comes back, and as a result of his sister's demise.
You talked about in the movie your character having disconnected himself from the family, even his own children, leaving town for many years and coming back. When you return due to the death of your sister, you finally get the chance to say what you've wanted to say for years, to bear Korngold, the now elder white man your sister had fallen in love with and risked her life to be with during the desegregated South.
You know how much I love that woman.
That woman? That woman ruined and wasted her life loving you. Have you ever thought about that? Do you know what kind of things she could have done with her life if she hadn't?
If we had lived in a different world at the time.
Sometimes, man, you have to make your own world.
See, only Billy Dee Williams can can deliver a line like that. You know, I don't know how you, whether that's just something God gave you as a talent or you developed. But, you know, you have a way of communicating, whispering, and just really getting through to people.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but anyway, I enjoy acting, and I enjoy really interesting moments, and that was a really beautifully written moment.
How do you find, Billy, people approach you, the public, now, given your stature and the years of experience that you've had on screen when you're out?
Well, you know, I always admired my father because he was a man that never put on any airs, you know, and I always tried to be that kind of person. My mother also was very open and very wonderful and very warm, and I think I have a lot of those qualities that that my parents sort of passed on to me and my sister. I don't know, you know, when I'm not acting, I'm not an actor. I'm just a person. That's how I go through life. I'd rather not, you know, like a lot of actors, you know, they spend their whole 24 hours a day being an actor.
Right.
But not me. I'd rather just be just a person, a guy, just doing what I do. I'm just me, you know.
Just Billy Dee.
Just
right?
Billy, me, Billy Dee.
Are you still painting?
Yeah, I'm still painting. In fact, I'm in the middle of I got commissioned to do a couple of paintings, so I'm in the middle of doing that right now.
Does your painting, has it taken up as much of your artistic soul as your acting?
Mm-hmm. Always, you know, because painting feeds my acting and acting feeds my painting.
Do you find that you are, I want to say this delicately, because you've been such a big star for such a long time, do you find that you are in demand for film work in the way that someone who has your extensive history could be and should be?
Not really.
Well, why not?
Well, because things change, you know. There's a different generation of people, and, you know, it's the nature of this industry, I think, you know. It's, you know, when you get older and there are new people coming along, it's a whole new approach to the way people view and behave, and things change.
Really? But you don't see yourself as a former matinee idol, do you?
No.
Okay, so
I'm a matinee idol the moment I get out of bed. And even when I go to sleep, before I go to sleep, in my sleep.
As you look back over the body of your theatrical work, your film work, what do you see or what do you feel or what do you think about that? You say, you know,
that wasn't too bad. I was really in my, I hit my stride right there.
I think I've been very fortunate, considering the obstacles that I had to deal with. You know, just being, by virtue of being a brown, lovely brown-skinned man. But on the other hand, I've been able to make a good living, and I've been able to take care of my family, which is most important to me. So if I have any complaints, they're not major complaints. Life has been good.
I guess that's all you can ask for, isn't it?
Absolutely. Good. And my blood is flowing. No, I'm doing all right.
And you got a new movie.
Yeah, and I got a new movie.
You know, that's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
Billy D. Williams, it's a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. And everybody go see Constellation. You're going to love this movie. I'm very proud of this movie. It's about love, and it's about redemption. It's about reconciliation. And, you know, and it's nice to be able to go to the movies. And it's for the family.
Absolutely. Great. Yeah. Thank you, Billy.
Oh, thank you.
Billy D. Williams stars as Helms Boxer in the new film Constellation, which is in theaters now.